Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to start out our number one, as we do just about every night, with the professor of politics in California, IA, and he's feeling pretty good about things right now because they're going to have a big old election recall. It's none other than Kyle Warren. There they are, out in the streets, stumbling out the door of the bar. All right, go back home. Goodbye. There you go. All right, and Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we've got a lot of things to talk about tonight that happened very quickly yesterday, but I'm going to go to the one that seems to be gathering the most steam right now, and that's the 2020 Census congressional allocations, states that will receive two congressional seats and two electoral votes. Texas was the only one. California lost electoral votes. The other states that gained one electoral vote were Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon. No surprise with Florida, but we thought down here in Florida we might gain two seats, so maybe there was some finagling going on there. We don't know. But the states that lost electoral votes start out with your state, California, and Illinois, and New York, and Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. A little surprised about West by God, Virginia, but I'm not surprised about the rest of them.
Well, no, not at all, Captain, especially when we talk about New York, and we talk especially about my state here in California. There's been an exodus, a literal exodus going on, of people seeking different situations. A lot of people have gone to Texas. Some have gone to Tennessee, we know. So it's no surprise that Texas is picking up those congressional seats. But California going from 53 to 52, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a major happening. However, that being said, it does point out the fact that, especially with what's happening with Governor Newsom over this last period of years, has had a major effect on whether or not people are simply going to say, you know what, I love the climate, I love the weather, but something's got to give, and they voted with their feet.
Now, with the case of Governor Newsom, we know that there were 2.1 million signatures on the petitions that went around. We knew that he had to have 1.5 million verified. It looks like as if they've got 1.6 million verified. So they're good to go on the recall. And again, when does that happen?
Well, Captain, now we're set for the recall to happen officially. It's most likely going to happen in November, from what we understand. And so what will happen is that California voters will be asked two questions, basically. Should Gavin Newsom be recalled? And if they get 50% of those voters to say yes, then the next question comes into play. So if you're voting to recall the governor, who shall replace him? And so that will be a list of people. It looks like it's going to include Caitlyn Jenner, but there's also businessman John Cox and others, and others that we don't know about yet who may still throw their hat into the ring. So we have a few months, but I'll tell you this. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, is taking this very, very seriously. They are trying to portray it as, you know, a Republican recall. They're going to bring Trump supporters into this somehow. They've already had commercials talking about QAnon, and on it goes. They're terrified, Captain.
There's only one thing that Newsom's got going in his favor. According to the data from the California Secretary of State's office, there have been 54 previous attempts to recall governors, and only one was successful, and I remember it very well, back in 2003, the recall of Governor Gray Davis, which brought Arnold Schwarzenegger in as his replacement.
That's exactly right, back in 2003, and so is it they're going to strike gold again, as it were, in California with the recall? We'll see. It's going to be a tough battle, there's no doubt. However, Californians have had enough. They've had enough with the lockdowns. They've had enough with the economic issues. They've simply had it with all this. And who can unite California? That's a great question. California is a very, very diverse state in terms of its regions, its different areas and so forth. And so can somebody bring it all together under the umbrella of Newsom's done a terrible job and we got to get back on our feet? Hopefully that's going to be the case.
Well, I'd be surprised to see where the people out of California are going. They're not all going to Texas. They're not all going to Nevada. A large amount of them are going to Oregon. Oregon is a very blue state, so I wonder if that's where the Democrats are going.
It may be. We actually know a family that's going to be moving to Oregon very, very soon, as a matter of fact.
Are they Democrats?
No, they're not.
Well, they're going to be up there all by themselves.
I know. Tell me about it. But I think people are looking for something different because they're throwing up their hands in California.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But the last place in the world I think I would go would be to Oregon. just me. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who just took off out of here on his white horse at a high rate of speed. Alrighty, well, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program, and they're part of my integrated health plan. They've been working with me, and I've been working with them for about 5.5 years right now. And the problem I have is pretty simple. It's called inflammation in my left ankle and leg, and it acts up when I least expect it, and I don't have to do much to have it happen because I've had an ankle replacement, and it just gets agitated very easily, and when it does, the swelling starts. So I have to take something for the swelling and the pain that's associated with it. Now, with Relief Factor, it's got 4 ingredients that fit the bill. One is turmeric, the other is resveratrol, 1-icarin, and omega-3, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and stops the swelling. And many times it will not only stop it but make it go right back down again in a matter of an hour or less, and it's happened to me time after time after time. Now, to alleviate pain at the source, it also will lower or eliminate that pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever the problem is that you have. And the best part about it, folks, is it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's all it costs to get started for 3 weeks. By the end of 3 weeks, you will know whether or not the product's going to work or not. If it doesn't, you're out $20. You tell them, say, nope, I don't need no more. Thank you very much, and away you go. That has not happened that much, folks. So I'm very confident that you'll be taking Relief Factor for a while, especially if you have the problems that a lot of people do, getting older, arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis, and all that sort of stuff. So, $19.95 to get it started, 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you're in Life Plan. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's how you get that discounted price. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I wish I didn't have to talk about this, and I definitely have some thoughts about this situation, but John Kerry, reported by the foreign minister, one of the foreign ministers in Iran, that he revealed covert Israeli operations top secret information to the Iranian foreign secretary when he met with him when he was Secretary of State. Now, if Kerry had been a civilian, this would have been treason. But because he's the Secretary of State, it's the, oh, well, he did it again, too bad, so sad, and he's off the hook. What say you?
Well, no matter what, whatever technicality exists, the optics of this are horrendously bad, because obviously, Captain, I think so many people are still wondering, what is it about Iran and the Obama administration and then Secretary of State John Kerry and now, you know, Special Climate Envoy John Kerry, whatever the case is, what is it about Iran that is, seems to just completely trump everything about our relationship with Israel for these guys? I just don't get it. But I would think this, though. There's got to be something in there about the Iran nuclear deal that they wanted to have. This was the crowning achievement, basically, for the Obama administration foreign policy-wise. So maybe they wanted to do anything they could to get it to go, but to do this and if this is true, sell out our friends in Israel is just abominable.
I just want everybody to know that back in 1971, John Kerry, who at the time was still a United States Naval Reserve lieutenant, went to Paris, France, to meet with the North Vietnamese and pledge his allegiance to help them to do whatever it took to get the United States out of North Vietnam. And a lot of people don't realize that. They don't know that. They might not remember it, but you can go Google that, Yahoo it, whatever you want to do. And 1971, John Kerry going to Paris, France to talk with the North Vietnamese delegation. At that time, because he was in the military, at that time, he should have been court-martialed.
Well, John Kerry's judgment has been in question, I think, Captain, since before then, for obvious reasons, and then obviously at that incident that you're talking about. And again, it just doesn't seem to fit in with what most regular people would say, this is a bad idea. Why are we cozying up to Iran? Why are we sending them $150 billion in the middle of the night in unmarked bills, basically? I mean, what is the payoff here? So again, and you're right. I mean, didn't John Kerry also talk about throwing away his medals and this kind of stuff?
He did that in the Potomac.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just something going on there that is not good. And
now, keep in mind, where was he from?
Where's that?
You don't know?
Yeah, where is he originally from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, right?
Who was he a friend of?
Who's that?
The Kennedys.
The Kennedys, okay.
He was a very good friend and worked for a while when he first started out in politics with John F. Kennedy and then the other brother, what was his name, the one that got shot and killed as well?
Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy, and then wound up with Teddy Kennedy, and he was with that whole bunch, and that's how he made his way into politics and got pushed up the ladder.
Well, but, you know.
And that's not a secret either.
Well, no, but again, you know, and John Kerry could have been elected president of the United States back in 2004. But if this is the way, and again, it's the optics about this, and it also goes again to the character. It goes to what is the effect going to be on the United States of Kerry's actions? It could be very, very bad politically. And of course, there are calls for him to be taken off the Security Council and so forth. Whether that's going to be heated is, I think, a very big long shot. But at the very least, as we continue on towards 2022, this is going to be a campaign commercial ready and written already.
Yeah, my whole point in saying all of this is that Kerry's got a history of this, so therefore this shouldn't come as any surprise. But the Iranian diplomat that claims that the secretary, or then Secretary of State John Kerry, revealed covert Israeli operations. By the way, there were 200 different strikes carried on in Syria by the Israelis as a result of this, and for a little while they stopped because they had to because of what happened.
Right, so there's probably going to be more information coming out about this kind of thing, but, you know, Kerry's one of these guys who wants to tell you how to live and what to do, and now he's got the climate thing, that's his deal, but, you know, it's just more of the same, unfortunately.
Speaking of telling you what to do and how to live, how about Kamala on the Zoom call yesterday with, I believe it was the president of Guatemala?
I believe so. Was it Guatemala or not Mexico, but Guatemala?
Guatemala. No, yeah. Mexico's coming up in May.
That's right.
But see, she's going to be going to the border via Zoom.
Well, that's the only way she can get to the border. But you can't get there from Washington, I think.
Apparently.
You know, you can't get there from here is
apparently.
The old adage. But, well, again, this is another problem that they have because since they put Kamala Harris in charge, quote-unquote, whatever that means, she has had no real connection with the press on this. She's made no real statement about it. We don't see that she's working on anything. This is all just some sort of, maybe it's an honorary position, Captain.
Well,
maybe it's just that, you know.
I don't know, but she's going to be talking to the Mexican president in May, and I understand that Biden is going to be talking to somebody in June, so it's all working its way out here as we speak.
Right. Well, but also, didn't she say something the other day, just in the last couple of days, where she said that this is a problem that they haven't solved in such a long time?
And I have a special announcement for all the listeners. You ready?
Sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, come to find out, the latest Oscars debacle received the lowest ratings ever, and they still don't know how to act because they said they were going to change things and make things so people might want to watch. And actually what happened was the second they opened their mouths and started to talk about politics, the people turned off the television set, which is probably a good thing anyway because you didn't miss much of anything at all. And how about that, Kyle?
Well, you know what, Captain? Last year in 2020, they had a big drop in ratings. From that point last year, they lost an extra 58% of where they were in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really important. So they had approximately, this is from the Fast Nielsen ratings, approximately 9.85 million people, but only a 1.9 in the 18 to 49 demographic. That's abysmally bad.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the phone number right about now. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed their second. Officials worry that the recent pause in using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shot in some, have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Department of Justice announced Monday that it would launch a probe into the policing practices of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ would assess whether the department engages in a pattern of unreasonable force and unconstitutional searches, including their execution on private homes. The department has been under intense scrutiny since the shooting of Breonna Taylor during a raid on her apartment by officers serving a no-knock warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
All righty, and that number is with the internet and the radio listeners listening in there, because we can see the numbers of the people, for the most part, listening on the different internet sources that we have here, and that's really amazing to be able to sit here and see that. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled GEICO.com. And the big thing about Geico is the fact that you can go to Geico for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. You can insure all of that, but then if you bundle it with your homeowner's policy or renter's insurance, you'll get a tremendous discount and save a bunch of money. Now, the reason I know this is because I'm doing this. I'm a customer of Geico. I've been a customer of theirs for almost 18 years, 17 and a half plus years. And the fact of the matter is, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code, and then you can actually get a quote right there off the website, or they'll give you the name of your insurance agent, the closest one to you. You can talk to them, set up an appointment, and go from there. But either way, check them out. They can save you money. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, we've been looking at all the different polls that are out there, and here's one that just kind of stood up and just bit me in the nose. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the people, majority of voters, have an unfavorable impression of Vice President Kamala Harris. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And GOP voters in particular doubt she's qualified to ever become president. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports national poll and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters, Democrat and Republican alike, have an unfavorable impression of Harris, including 43% who have a very unfavorable impression of Joe Biden's vice president. Now, 46% of likely voters say that they have a favorable impression of Harris, and 28% say they have a very favorable view of her. But either way, the numbers are more unfavorable than favorable. And, oh, by the way, her husband, the second man, whose name is Doug, now wants to be called Douglas. And a Politico thought that was such an important story yesterday that they actually sent six reporters to cover the announcement of Doug becoming Douglas.
Wow. Well, what can you say to that? I guess, it sounds like a pretty hard-hitting
she's
story.
She's a superstar who she are.
Well, but what they should have asked at that press conference, again, should have been, well, why isn't your wife at the border trying to fix this thing, or something like that. But that's neither here nor there, I guess. He wants
because
to call
she's on the computer talking with the people by Zoom.
I guess so. But
and see, in May, the 1st of May, and by the way, she's the one that's talking in May, and Biden is talking to somebody else in May, but she's going to talk to the Mexican president via Zoom.
Well, that's right. That's right. But these poll numbers you're talking about should be very concerning, obviously, to everybody across the highways and byways of the land. Unfortunately, Captain, Kamala Harris, even during the primaries, she didn't do didn't even poll 2%, I think, in the primaries. Didn't
No.
she get out of the primaries before anybody voted?
She left because she was going nowhere fast.
She's going nowhere fast. And so, now we have she got picked by the Biden people here. But yes, she just kind of comes off, and I hate to say kind of as a political lightweight, somebody who doesn't really have, in the meetings that we see or the photo ops or the availabilities, she doesn't come off as being sort of in charge of everything, and with sort of that kind of bearing. And maybe it just comes from lack of experience and, thrust into this high profile a job. But if people don't have that kind of confidence, I mean, that's not a good thing at all.
I saw her get off of, I guess it's Air Force Two when she flies around, but it was a smaller jet. I saw her get off the jet at an airport in New Hampshire for some sort of event she was going to. I saw the two Air Force men at the bottom of the ramp saluting her. She got off, and I saw her put her head to her temple, and I thought, well, look at this. We're going to get a salute. Nope. She had her hair going in her face, and she helped brush her hair back out of her eyes.
Right, right. Well, but it kind of comes off sometimes as though maybe there's a nervousness there.
Very arrogant.
The whole thing, the reason that she got put in charge of the border was because she laughed off that question. And that was such a bad optic. And then suddenly they said, well, let's put her in charge of the border now. And that was another huge mistake, I think, because, again, we don't have any more confidence in what's happening at the border. It seems to be, like I said earlier, maybe it's just an honorary position or something, but there's nothing being affected here. And the American people, they truly want results. They see exactly what's happening at the border. And it's not about do we want immigration to this land or not.
Uh-huh.
It's about the crisis the Biden administration created.
Well, last weekend, I got a telephone call on Sunday from one of my buddies I hadn't talked to in a while. It's in the fire service up there in New York City yet. And he says, did you hear about our bloody hell up here? And I says, what are you talking about? He says, man, we've had shootings all weekend long. We've had stabbings all weekend long. We've had people getting beat up all weekend long. It's been a really rough weekend for all of us running the rigs. And the rig, of course, is an ambulance. And I said, no, I didn't hear about it. So then I went and I looked up the story just about the shooting. New York City had 31 people wounded, 6 people dead over the past weekend. And you don't even want to know the numbers of stabbings around the city and the number of assaults around the city. Violent crime is totally out of sight. Not just there, but in most of the blue cities across the country, being led by where, you say? Portland, Oregon.
Yep, Bowen. In New York, Captain, New York City, the same time last year, the same weekend, they had 14 people four shootings over the same days last year. Now, also, they had, so this has gone up about 300% since 2020.
Yeah.
So this is, again, this is not the time to defund the police or this kind of thing.
It's never the time to defund police.
Well, of course, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But for some reason, as they've seized upon this notion, and they've seized upon the notion that, you know, it's a free-for-all, this is going to cause more people to hunker down, number one, and number two, they'll eventually just simply leave because they won't feel safe.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on is we're coming up on the 100th day of Joe Biden in office, correct?
That's right.
Well, he may set the record for lawsuits against his administration between now and then because more lawsuits have been announced by more states going after him for these, I'll call them what they are, obscene executive orders.
Well, right. You know, to blow the first 100 days the way that this administration has done it is almost unprecedented. You know, and again, Joe Biden was presented to the voters as he's going to be genteel, he's going to be, he's not going to be Trump and all this kind of thing, but yet, and he's going to be more center in the sense of trying to bring some unity to everything. Nope, that's not true at all. It's just going to govern, he's governing from the left, and when you have AOC, Captain, saying, oh, you've exceeded my expectations, that's not a badge of honor you really want to wear at all. Because it's not a badge of honor.
No, and speaking of things you don't want to wear, what's up with Georgia former Congressman Doug Collins? He says he's going to sit on the sidelines during the 2022 election. He's not going to run for governor. He's not going to run for senator.
That's exactly right. He said.
I wonder why.
He won't be a candidate for any office in the next election. That's right.
Because he must be burned out or something. There's something going on there.
Well,
we need somebody to run against Warnock and beat him.
Well, exactly.
And he could do it.
He could do it. Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler, she's thinking about trying to get back in.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yep.
The only reason that she was there to begin with is because she was a massive donor to the Republican Party in Georgia. And I know you people in Atlanta are listening to me right now, as well as my other affiliates in Georgia. But it was the truth. He who gave the most money, or she in this case, got the nomination. They actually bought the nomination, but they didn't really do anything to get to be the winner. All she did was just kind of go through the motions. She wasn't excited about being around and going out and knocking on doors. That was like an afterthought, and she just didn't show the enthusiasm.
Well, right. Well, for any office like this,
I had to tell the people in Atlanta the way it is.
Well, that's right. Well, but you have to have a fire in the belly. There's just no doubt about it. That is the key factor in any victory in this kind of thing. But Herschel Walker, though, could also be considering a bid for this as well.
Plus, she just blew off all that, well, you're going to get $2,000 if you're like me, the Democrat, I'm going to give you. She blew all of that off like it's not going to happen. Well, guess what? They got $1,400. They got the $2,000 if you want to add the six to the $1,400, but the $600 came from Donald Trump. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Kyle's got a lot of work to do because there's a lot of stuff going out west tonight. Not over where I'm at. Hey, we've got great weather. Come on down. And bring your fishing pole with you. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by there and say howdy, howdy to them, because they'll take good care of you. And if you tell them you were listening to me on the radio, the Captain of the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, the other thing is, once you get in there, join the Truckers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. You do that, save yourself a bunch of money, get yourself some Christmas presents when it comes time, whatever you want to do. But I'll tell you what, points is money. And speaking of money, this is Joan Jett back in the day, and I want to say she was a teenager when all this happened, but we'll get into that discussion after you get a chance to hear something from a blast from the past. D's and they're darn dirt cheap. Kyle, what year was that?
Well, this actually came out on an album in 1990 by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
31 years ago.
That's right, yeah. It actually comes from
She looks like a teenager in this thing.
Yeah, well, she evidently did covers of a bunch of other songs. This was one of them, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, but they shortened the title just to Dirty Deeds. But she also did another songs by The Kinks, ZZ Top, did one by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have You Ever Seen the Rain? She did a cover of that. So I'd like to hear that one of these days, too.
We got one lined up for next hour. We're going to play something else of hers. But by the way, let's get started here because most of the weather's out there by you, so you're going to have a lot to talk about. Severe thunderstorms may produce damaging wind gusts, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and a few instances of flash floodings primarily across a portion of the southern plains Tuesday afternoon and night. Now, critical fire weather conditions will shift into the southern plains with a separate area over New England. The Tornado Alley scenario is being set up quite nicely. Kyle, go for it.
Yes, Captain. Well, we're going to start tonight up in Wyoming. We've got a winter weather advisory, and this is going to be up in northern Wyoming. It's going to be in the Bighorn National Forest area, and so we're going to find that it looks like above 9,000 feet could look at 6 to 10 inches worth of new snow and winds gusting about 40 miles per hour or more. Again, Bighorn Mountains west. Tonight we've got a winter weather advisory also in the western Wyoming, and this is going to be in the Grand Teton area, and it's going to come down towards about Lander and Pinedale throughout there in Wyoming. Also, as we travel down the I-25 corridor, we also have another winter weather storm watch near Denver, also Fort Collins, it looks like, and we've got another 6 to 12 inches, mainly above 7,500 feet, we understand. Now, this is going to be in effect through about Tuesday evening through Wednesday morning in that area, so be careful. Fire weather watches, we head south into southern Colorado, northern New Mexico, but this is mostly going to be in the eastern part of New Mexico. Yesterday, this was covering the entire state of New Mexico, but we have that fire weather warning. Also, looks like a high wind warning as well down near Roswell, New Mexico. So any of our extraterrestrial friends flying along, they may encounter some winds there. We do have a winter weather advisory also in southern Utah as you come up the I-15, starting about St. George, and it looks like it goes up just a little bit to about one-third of the state there coming up from the south, so the south border of Arizona. Wind advisories also in southern California, and also rounding it out tonight in northern California, you have a freeze warning and a frost advisory. This is in the Eureka area. If you're coming up, this is going to be west of I-5 if you're coming up past Redding.
Well, down around Fort Stockton on the Mexican border, all the way down the Mexican border, and this is going to angle itself all the way up into the panhandle of Texas and up into Kansas, we have the potential for severe thunderstorms and or tornadoes developing today. Now, that is the world-famous, infamous Tornado Alley, Pat, that a lot of people talk about, right?
That's right.
And it looks like as if the scenario is being set up today with all the dry weather that's in there, plus the upper level disturbances that are coming across, plus this cold weather that's also making its way into the picture, that there's going to be a clash. And when it happens, we're going to get some very violent storms. So you folks out there in southern Texas, all the way up through Oklahoma, the Panhandle, Amarillo, Texas, over towards El Reno, up into Salina, Kansas, and everything west of there, you might want to be paying close attention to the weather radio for the next day or two because it looks like it's being set up for that perfect scenario again. And by the way, back, I'm not sure how many years ago it was, but I know this is the anniversary of the 10 tornadoes or thereabouts that touched down in Alabama that killed some 250 people. I want to say it was 10, 20 years ago, somewhere in there.
Yeah, sounds about right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, also, up in the Northeast tonight, we do have some windy conditions and some unsettled conditions in New Hampshire and the western part of Maine over towards Portland and then coming west into New Hampshire and the state of Massachusetts right now. We've got some dry conditions and wind is blowing there, and we could have some fire weather threats there too up in the woods in that area. But other than that, everything is looking good. The weather down here in the southeast is warm and sunny, and bring the suntan lotion with you and bring the boogie boards with you and get ready to enjoy some of the water because it is gorgeous down here in Florida.
Well, that sounds pretty good. In California, we're going to start warming up. It's chilly right now in Southern California, but we're going to get some pretty hot weather as we head towards the end of the week.
Well,
90s, perhaps.
Well, you'll have to get some chili from Culver's, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's some pretty good chili.
Yeah. And by the way, folks, while we're talking here, I'm just going to tell you something. You're going to be hearing me talking about Culver's because I've been going to Culver's a lot in St. Petersburg and Largo for over 3 years now, and I'm really a big fan of their butter burgers with the real Wisconsin cheddar cheese curds and the super creamy custard and over 50 flavors. My God, I'm going to make myself hungry again. Over 50 fish fries every day of the week, not just Fridays. Summer's here. Then you'll be able to try their savory lemon ice coming up. Yeah, but listen to this, Kyle. Strawberries, blueberries, peaches, raspberries, or cherries with the lemon ice. And by the way, veterans, you get a 10% discount at the Culver's. Go in there, tell them you're a veteran, get your discount, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's the key word here. All right, we'll be back with Kyle Warren and more after the top of the hour here and the news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do all the good little things they do. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.